Jesus, a new covenant, a message to ACIM and non-dual students. Chapter 15, Divine Providence. The greatest power is to follow the divine light within, to see that you are this light and that nothing of this world changes your true identity. You are always under the authority of God, as you cannot be apart from him, as much as you desire and experience otherwise. Thus, you are an expression of him, and as such, you are divine providence, given by what is holy to be holy, and only that. Your function is the recognition of completion, that you are complete, holy, and whole. This means giving all to all as you are given all by the Father. Giving all to all means following the Holy Spirit, the inner light within, as this is an expression of divine nature, and to cease the denials that you are already a holy son of God. I may ask you to give away all you have to the poor, if this is in service to the recognition of divinity, in service to what you have asked, to know only your divine nature. It is not to be assumed, however, that this is automatic. Divinity is available now and has no conditions in its recognition. It is not waiting for you to give away objects for you to see what is already here. If you give away all your money, as many have, as an attempt to win heaven in the belief that sacrifice is salvation, this is not in service to the whole. Eons of monks, priests, friars, nuns, and sadhus have taken this path, looking at my life as an example and assumption of seeming poverty as the path to God. Giving away things in form does not ensure salvation as long as one thought is maintained of judgment. Being poor can have an identity all its own, the pride of seemingly having nothing. Give all to all does not automatically mean give all things in form away. Judgment is poverty of spirit, which is of far greater concern. Give everything away to the poor and follow me emphasizes the follow me and helps you discover where your treasure is. Give all to all is to follow me in guidance, without question. Christ's control is the only means of true salvation. It is to see what you have given away of your natural inheritance from the Father. Forgive yourself what never happened, and see no error. It may be given that it is most helpful to give what seems to be objects away, so you can see ultimately that they are meaningless to you since you created them. You will find a great lightness in this, and in many cases objects just fall away in importance naturally with your willingness to recognize what is already here. The joy of your true nature so far extends beyond any idea you have ever had that an object can bring you happiness, and in this you will no longer wish to continue to pretend it is possible to own anything when you are everything. It is by far the greatest value to look with me at every belief and desired experience for objects of the world. The beliefs you hold about objects of the world providing safety and comfort, thus all of the ways you hold on to objects to support a sense of personal identity, all the desire to seemingly have or not have objects in this world, rather than be who you are. You will see that objects hold neither dominion nor necessity for you. Know that objects such as the concept of money and ownership are being clutched tightly by the dead. You made them as an attempt to deny your natural inheritance, and thus these concepts weigh heavily on your holy mind. In the misuse of your divine power, you can manifest an unlimited number of seeming objects and keep the identity of death. When you see that you are life itself and have miscreated all of this insanity, what need will you have for another object? Give all that you think you own to my care and guidance to use in purpose of seeing what is true. It is always about guidance for what is most helpful and not to deny that I ask. What I ask, because what I ask of you is always on behalf of your deepest desire to know who you are and see that true happiness is only this. You are a divine being, and as such, automatically carried by the grace of God, regardless of your seeming situation in the world.